Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Okay, the first topic is, feminism was not a reaction to oppression. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I guess a natural first question is what you think it arose from.
So the story most everyone's heard is that the reason feminism came about is because the evil patriarchy was oppressing the women, and they looked around one day and they went, oh no, we're being oppressed. We have to march and, you know, protest until we're equal. That's really not how it happened at all. It was more of an astroturfed social engineering project by radical revolutionaries and wealthy industrialists.
So I'm just going to be honest. I don't know enough about the history of feminism to say whether you're right or wrong. So I guess I kind of would rather just get to like the meat of what I'm assuming you're saying, sure. Which is that feminism is inherently wrong, right? Because it wasn't founded by oppressed women. It was founded by some other, you know, corrupt industry.
That, and people just have this assumption because of over 100 years of propaganda that women were historically oppressed. When I don't think that's accurate at all. I don't think there's any real evidence that women were oppressed compared to men, for instance.
So what about parts of our history where there were just objectively unequal rights, like voting, for instance?
So in the West, most men only gained the right to suffrage maybe a decade or so before women did. So people assume that as soon as we had, you know, various forms of democracy, either in America or England, that all men could vote. That's not the case. It was a very small group of men. There were a lot of caveats you had to, it depends on the time and place, but you had to either be a landowner, you had to have certain other various requirements. Right. Sometimes you had to pay a poll tax in order to be able to vote. So in England, for example, men only gained universal suffrage about a decade before women did.
But it's good that we made that progress, right?
I don't think so, but that's a separate prompt.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I don't really know where to go from there then, because, again, regardless of the circumstances by which feminism arose is kind of indifferent to me. This is kind of similar to conversations like I had earlier as far as, like, religion, for example, in society, right? It's more about the effects of it. And so regardless of the circumstances of how feminism arose, I think that the effects of it are probably advantageous.
I think the effects are deeply disadvantageous to both men and women, and I think women, if your concern is for women, we were better off prior to our liberation from the evil patriarchy. If you look at every metric that we have to assess women's happiness and well-being in modern times, it's lower than it was prior to when they started tracking this around the 1960s.
So I think there's a problem with the data tracking there, right? I don't know this figures specifically, but I mean, you know, we have a lot less horses in our military than we also did back in like the 1800s, right? So
sure.
I think that...
Well, let me ask you, what do you think it did for women? Why do you think, or for anyone, what do you think the advantages are? Why was it good?
Well, I think specifically just giving equal footing and opportunity to women, which I don't think is even entirely fulfilled at this point. But I'm sure that there, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the traditional, you know, female role.
What opportunities did they not have?
Well, voting for one. But, you know, even in the workplace,
men
right,
couldn't vote either for the most part.
Yeah, and so we fixed it, right? So I think that this is, you know, just because it was a wrong before that for men doesn't mean that it still was unequal.
So do you think that we would have the welfare state without female voters? Do you think the welfare state is a good thing?
I don't understand the question. I apologize.
So would we have massive entitlement spending? Would we have food stamps? Would we have open borders and all these perks for immigrants coming in where they're getting free housing and healthcare and food if it weren't for female voters?
I think you still would. I don't think female voters necessarily have to sway those things, but I also...
The data says that overwhelmingly they are the most reliable voting bloc for all types of entitlements, especially open borders and immigration.
If you go back, though, historically, right, and again, I didn't know the topic, so I don't have any literature to like literally support this, but women had a lot of influence in the House, even when they couldn't vote, right?
Exactly.
So, but we gave the ability to women to express their own independent votes. They are a vote. And so if, let's just say you're right, that women are a major proponent for, you know, policies we see in immigration, who cares? They're still a part of our populace. They get to have a say on this.
If you're a woman and you're living in New York City or other places where there's tons of illegal immigration and you're now being subjected to disproportional amounts of violence that you weren't subjected to before.
That's not true.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead and substantiate that.
Yeah. So illegal immigrants specifically, if you obviously remove the illegal part of the immigration, literally just commit crimes at lower rates than national
citizens.
So
you think
citizens.
That all the Mexican gangs?
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Hello there.
Hello.
Well, surprise, surprise, I agree with Wilson. But is it fair to, since we agree on feminism specifically, is it fair to shift it to women voting specifically?
Well, there's going to be a few prompts along those lines. So this first one is just that feminism was not a reaction to oppression of women by men.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that. Again, I think that's...
I'd say the vast majority of people don't agree that that's the case. And they would say, well, if that's the case, why do we have it? You know, how did we get it if it wasn't a reaction to some kind of oppression?
The same way we still have feminism today, that people can be wrong, and a lot of people can be wrong. It seems like you present that as like, oh, people are going to disagree with me.
They do all the time, every day. So every gender studies professor in every major university would disagree with me. And they would say that the reason feminism and women's liberation activism was necessary was because there were certain aspects where women were oppressed by men.
Sure, but don't you think, especially with the last election, it's shown that the opinions that unfortunately absolutely were infiltrated by these types of professors and throughout society, doesn't that show that there was a, you know, the silent majority? A lot of people didn't really want to go along with it, but they were too scared to be on the wrong side of history or whatever, and that now that we're starting to see, oh, there's a lot more people who are normal, like, we'll just see, yeah, obviously feminism is this, obviously pride parades are too crazy, all that stuff.
Well, if you agree with me on the prompt, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to argue with you, but
I agree. That's but I didn't make the prompt, you made the prompt,
right? But if you don't disagree with me on the prompt, am I supposed to change the prompt or change my position or change my... You could challenge me on something else, I suppose.
Well, I did, but you said you have a different prompt.
You said that... So, okay. People do agree with me? You think that the vast majority of people think that feminism was not a reaction to oppression?
I don't know what people think about the origins, but I think it's far more common that people be like, I don't really know the origins, but wherever it is today, like it definitely wasn't this. And I'll say... calling myself an atheist, I've been thinking about that title in the same way as feminism. Like, if you see an average a woman today, and she says, "I care about the equality of the genders," like, you're a feminist?
Yes, I would.
Well,
feminism.
Friend, maybe you would, but again, the average person believes that there should be equality of the genders, and so when you're like, ah, a feminist.
I don't think
it's
equality of the
about,
genders
oh,
is
men,
possible.
Men are this, or, I need 9-month abortions. That's the understanding that people have when we use that word. I think you're underestimating the amount of people who do see through all the BS that has held up until very recently. And there's a lot of people still there, but I don't know who you're talking to if they're disagreeing with you, but I don't know how well they represent average people.
Well, the gentleman who just sat there before you said that he felt that women not being able to vote was an example of women being oppressed.
I agree with that, but I don't think that means
why
that,
do you
that
think
doesn't
that,
mean that
why do you think that was oppression? Because I mean, one
in the
group
loosest term,
vote.
It's just the government not allowing you to do something. Is that not?
Yeah, the government didn't allow lots of people to do right. lots of things. I don't see how you could say that this is an example
oppression
that women
oppression
are
oppression isn't the end of the isn't the end of the world necessarily.
I don't even think
I
it
agree,
but amounts
that,
to
but
oppression.
But we agree that that was oppression.
I don't agree oppressed. That that was oppression.
So the government
at all.
Saying that people cannot vote in the country they live is not oppression.
No, because this country was never founded with universal suffrage. It was never intended to be something where one person, one vote was the way that they did things. It was supposed to be people with stake in the game.
How would you characterize that notion of a person living in a country and they can't be part of the decision?
Right now, there's a lot of things I don't have any participation in the decision making. There's a lot, like during COVID restrictions, for example, I had no say. You had no say. The things were dictated to us from the top down.
I'm just going 30 seconds. So what would you call that aspect? I live in a country and I don't have that's called it's not oppression. It's
just not oppression is a very specific thing. It means that you're intentionally being held down.
OK, so then it's that.
I don't think it's holding you down. You can still live your life and do what you want. You don't need
a lot of people don't vote and still live their lives.
Voting isn't necessary to, you know, quality of life or freedom at all, really. You as a woman not being able to vote does not equal you being oppressed.
Sorry we agree too much.
Sorry.
Rachel.
If feminism wasn't a response to oppression, why the hell does feminism exist?
I'll tell you why. There was a small group of radical revolutionaries who felt that the current system prior to this that we had through all of history was inherently oppressive to women because they felt that women and men were equal, that they're basically the same, they just have different reproductive organs, right? And that's really the only difference. They should be, anything a man could do, a woman should be doing. This is a very arbitrary stance to take. And if you look historically at what rights men and women had, I think you could argue men were more oppressed than women prior even to feminism.
Seriously?
Yes, 100%.
Men were, in what way? How were men more oppressed than women?
Well, women haven't ever been conscripted to go fight and die in wars. And especially prior to feminism, that was a really brutal thing. About 80% of men historically have ended up not, well, no, it's 60%. Of men historically have never been able to reproduce. They've never had the opportunity, whether it's because they died young as cannon fodder, couldn't get a wife, weren't selected to be married. Women, all you have to do is be fertile and you're going to have progeny. You're never going to be sent to the front lines in a war that you don't want to fight in. They don't have to work in coal mines. They don't have to do the dirty, dangerous jobs that men have to do.
Women are very privileged. What does that have to do with feminism and how it came about?
You can't claim that women are oppressed and also claim that
women
they're privileged.
Definitely were oppressed. Do you disagree?
How could they be privileged oppressed?
Do you disagree that women were never oppressed?
Yes,
do you agree?
I agree.
I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that women have never been oppressed?
Yes. I believe that women were never.
Seriously?
Yes. As a
How
whole group. Who oppressed them?
That?
Who oppressed them? Listen, I saw your
men.
Thing with Andrew, and you love to do this thing where you're like, but my presupposition. Like, you've never examined why you believe that. No. Why do you believe women were oppressed? You tell me why you believe that.
This is literally a historical fact.
It's not a historical
not
fact.
Not having the right to vote. Women are oppressed currently in this world, right?
Oh, explain.
Right? Less so.
I'd love to know how.
What do you mean?
Any
they
example.
Can't drive. They can't go out without.
They can't drive?
In certain countries, absolutely, women are oppressed. Are you
Where?
Literally denying that women are not oppressed in this world? In certain
Well, we're talking
obviously
about
in America, right?
America,
I'm an American.
Right.
Women have equal rights, and I think this is a great society. But to suggest that women have not been oppressed in the past,
where
in this country,
where in the past, West, yeah, in this country,
in the past, in this country, and throughout the world currently, to suggest that they're not oppressed is
absurd. Show me an example of American women. That's not an argument. Show me an example of American women ever being oppressed comparatively to men.
There's a time in this country where women can't vote.
There was time in this country where men couldn't vote.
So
the majority of men could not vote.
That is not a retort. That is just saying, well, that's true. You basically just said that's true, but. So you basically agree with me.
How were men oppressing women if those men themselves didn't have the right to vote either?
You asked me to say.
So men with no voting rights oppressed women with no voting rights?
No. You asked me to give you an example of when women were oppressed, and I did. And then
by whom?
Your response was just that, yeah, men were oppressed too.
Yeah, so how could feminism be a reaction to oppression by men?
How is it not?
Because they weren't oppressed. Men were actually, women have always been privileged compared to men, always.
Women?
Throughout all of history, yes.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? Like I said, women don't have to, women have never had to die in battle.
Go live in the Middle East and tell me that same thing. That's insane.
That you could argue that they're even privileged there comparatively
Stop.
To the men.
Stop. You don't believe that.
Really I do believe that. Absolutely. Where in the Middle East and what are you talking about? Are you talking about the Taliban? Are you talking about Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia has become very progressive and women there can work and they can drive.
Go to Afghanistan and tell me women are privileged.
Well, privileged how are they not?
Men. Stop it. This is a rhetorical question. She's asking the same question.
Who are you appealing to here?
The camera.
So if let's say, let's just grant you that the Taliban is an oppressive regime.
Literally grant me that they're an oppressive regime? Seriously?
Well, you would have to take into account all the ways that men are also oppressed under the Taliban regime, which you could argue is much worse.
I agree with that, but that's not the point.
They are sent to fight and blow themselves up and die for things that they probably don't want to if they had the choice.
What about it?
But let's stick to America because the topic was it's more here. So in the United States, women have never been oppressed. You know that women have always had higher rates of literacy. Okay.
Greetings.
Hello.
Can you please repeat the question?
So the prompt is feminism or women's liberation was not a reaction to oppression by men.
Could it can be?
What?
Could the oppression be of a different form that led to this revolution?
That's logically possible, but you'd have to give me an example or demonstration of how you think that's the case.
Okay. How about the failures of institutions that has occurred? For example, the separation of church and state, the failure of the church to educate these women has allowed them to be victimized by those who obviously desire divisions.
Why do you think women weren't allowed to be educated?
Well, I do believe they should have been educated.
They were educated. I was actually just about to tell the guy who sat down before you, women have historically always had higher rates of literacy and high school graduation for as long as we've been tracking in this country, which is about 1790. So we're talking about the early founding of the nation. Women were actually more educated than men. And part of the reason for this is women were the ones that educated children and they weren't sent off to, you know, work in infrastructure jobs or farming at, you know, 12 or 14 years old, the way that men were. They weren't having to go and die in battle or anything like that. So women being at home got more education than most men historically.
Understood. Now, could that have been corrupted from the beginning? For example, would be beginning, middle, and end of a story. Education begins at a format where you began, depending on the topic that you have a desire to learn, or at least you should have been taught. Could that have been manipulated form of education that has occurred and people weren't aware of it, and that in due time this revolution, feminism, was just an expected outcome that could have been prevented but never was addressed?
I really don't know what you mean by that.
What I mean is someone lied to these women.
Oh, yes,
whether
absolutely.
Whether it be themselves or a combination of both and or
yes.
another third party that desired their outcomes, just
yeah.
using them as pawns to
yeah,
meet the
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and that's one of my evidences for the fact that feminism was not some kind of grassroots reaction to abusive oppression by the evil patriarchy. So,
okay. So evil patriarchy. Is there an opposite of a evil patriarchy, which is a good patriarchy?
I think we've always had a benevolent patriarchy. I think it's been framed that patriarchy, which just means rule by the father, has always been some kind of evil and nefarious attempt to just keep women down and make them into slaves, when that was honestly never the case.
Would you agree that is the role, rules and regulation of the father to guard and protect his daughter and obviously his wife, who's being the bearer of his children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if that father got corrupt?
Well, there's always going to be some corruption in hierarchies. It's unavoidable. That doesn't mean the whole hierarchy is bad.
Okay, so at what point will the whole thing be corrupt?
I think that that's kind of a slippery slope type of a fallacy where it'd be pretty hard, or a continuum fallacy where it may be hard for you to like prove a point. But my contention is that there was no overall plot, no overall nefarious oppression of women by men as a whole. So if you can tell me where there was.
Well, wouldn't it would be, let's go to Christian ethics, where technically we're at war, technically Christianity at war, a division of good and evil. You have an opponent that is obviously an essential essence, a living entity, who decided to do evil and desires to breed death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulating certain individuals, let's say desire, greed, and wealth or power, may that be a combination, whether or not, fooled, gullible human beings, well, let's just say women who weren't properly taught, to rebel in different form of ways, like feminism.
Sure.
And there's no safeguarding, because obviously the separation of church and state allowed this, because the church has failed in their own aspect, as well as the nation. They allowed these problems to being stirred.
Well, you could say that, you know, the Protestant foundings of the nation and the idea of separation in church of state was a bad idea.
Correct.
I don't know that that's relevant to the claim that most people make, which is that feminism was simply a reaction to abuses of, men oppressing women. So,
well, could the reaction be forecoming? Could have been like forewarned? Negligence may have occurred.
I mean, it could. Good. I don't know what it has to do with the prompt. Sorry.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.